Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. We have a very special comedic presentation that is going to be happening in January at the Avon Theater. Joining us on the phone line with all of the details, it is my absolute pleasure to welcome to the show comedian and actor Colin Mochrie is on the line. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Doing great, Colin. It's an absolute pleasure to be chatting with you. So we have a very unique, very special comedic presentation that's happening January 19th in Stratford at the Avon Theatre. Colin, what's going on?
It's a show called Hipprov. A master hypnotist, Asad Mehki, will get 20 volunteers, hypnotize them, get us down to the best four or five, and then they and I will do an improv show.
Now, you've had this show, you've had presentations. How's this show been going?
It's been going great. We just did a three-month run in New York, off-Broadway. We've been touring since 2016 with, you know, a little break with world events. But it's been going well. People have been really taken to it.
And how did the show come to fruition? Did you approach him or did he approach you? How did the show come to happen?
Yeah, he approached me. He was taking workshops at Second City, and he realized what the teachers were giving as exercises to get people out of their head was sort of what he does with hypnosis. Get rid of that part of the brain that deals with self-criticism and says, oh, I can't do this, I'm going to be embarrassed. So he contacted my agent. We had a meeting, and I thought, yeah, this sounds terrifying.
And it's for January 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Avon Theater. So how does it work for that evening? Do you call people up or do you have people ready to go? Do people, are they anxious to get up on stage and put themselves through something like this?
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand it myself, but when we ask for the volunteers, they just rush the stage. So it's great. Yeah, we don't force anyone to come up. It's all a volunteer basis. And we've never had a problem getting people up on stage.
And you are the king of improv. You have such a gift at Colin. Doing this kind of show, have you been surprised with how people have been or some things you've seen?
Well, absolutely shocked. There have been things that people have come up with that I thought, oh, like a real improviser would not have thought of that. They're just, as I said, that part of the brain that deals with self-criticism is gone. So they're totally reacting naturally and quickly to anything Asad and I say. So we've had, one example was we do a scene where I'm interviewing for a superhero sidekick, and we got from the audience the Gibraltar kid. So I said to the Gibraltar kid, so what's your superpower? And he said, I have residency in Gibraltar. What? It's such a great...
There you go. You just...
That I don't think an improviser would think, oh, this will be good.
Yeah, exactly. You just don't know what to expect at all for something like this. Now, Colin, we should say you're no stranger to Stratford because you've done a number of shows here with Stratford Arts and Culture Collective at both the Avon Theatre and the Stratford Festival main stage. You must enjoy playing in Stratford.
Yeah, this will be my third show. I've done two others with Brad Sherwood. We have a tour going on. And, you know, there's something special, of course, about being a Stratford, because that's the only time I will be on a Stratford stage.
Oh, well, we never know. We never know, Colin.
Sure, you're not going to see my King Lear fairly soon.
Well, we look forward to that, too. This is with Stratford Arts and Culture Collective, so it's another great fundraiser with, of course, for Copper Light. And you can get tickets at stratfordfestival.ca. That's the great thing. And, of course, it's holiday season. This makes a perfect Christmas gift. Again, it's for January 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Avon Theater, a presentation with Stratford Arts and Culture Collective. And, Colin, of course, we know you from, you know, countless films, television shows and appearances. Whose Line Is It Anyway? But I do have to ask you about your participation in LOL, Last One Laughing Canada. That was quite, was that one of the harder things you've ever been involved in?
It was, only because I knew most of the comedians involved. And it's that thing when you get together with comedians, what you do is you just tell your, you know, your horror road stories and you make each other laugh. So it was hard to remember, oh yeah, that's the point of this. We can't laugh at each other. But, it was nice to see everyone again. It was sort of right after the pandemic, so everybody was sort of excited to be with other people. And it was nice getting to know Tom Green. I mean, we'd sort of met throughout the years, but the last hour we spent together was really special.
And I'm fascinated with you, Colin, because, of course, you know, we know you as a comedic actor, you know, stand-up comic, comedian, but you've also done a number of dramatic roles. I'm thinking about your recurring appearances on Murdoch Mysteries, where you play quite the nasty baddie kind of guy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they see something in me that they can exploit. What I love about that was... I think it was their 13th season. Murdoch was having their 13th season. And I just tweeted, congrats on the 13th season. Am I the only Canadian actor who hasn't been on the show? A couple of days later, I got a call from them.
There you go.
This part. So, and this is the only time it's worked. Scorsese have not returned my tweets. But it's a fun set to work on, great people, and it's fun to play a bad guy.
Well, Colin, it's going to be fun to have you back in Stratford for sure. That's Colin Mochrie. Again, it's Hip-Prov starring Colin Mochrie and Assad. We have got tickets available for you at stratfordfestival.ca. That's the website where you can pick up tickets, stratfordfestival.ca. It's for January 19th, 2023 at 7:30 p.m. It is not to be missed. Colin Mochrie, thanks so much for this, Colin, and have a great show in the new year, and all the best of the holidays to you.
And to you too. Thank you.